Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 11, 2016. I am Jason Powell. .net launched 8 years ago today, and I just wanted to say a very quick thank you to everyone, all of you listening who have supported us over the years, whether you listen to this show, you visit the site, you check out the apps, the mobile version of the site, whatever it is you do, and especially if you are a .net member, I just want to say a very quick thank you, and obviously also to the ProWrestling.net staff. 8 years, wow. It kind of feels like yesterday that the countdown clock hit zero and this thing began, and then in other ways it feels like it's been 100 years. It just depends on the moment, I guess, but thank you very much. I really appreciate all of the support that we've received over the years. Let's get into what has been another news-filled day. We'll start with the WWE Network subscriber count of 1.22 million, and that was through the end of the year. Down just a bit from the 1.233 million mark that they reached at the end of the third quarter. The press release that they sent out did note that they reached 1.24 million paid subscribers during the quarter, which is an all-time high. Now, the interesting thing about that is that would obviously suggest that the 1.327 million count that they were touting the day after WrestleMania 31 included a lot of people who signed up for the free month that they offer for new subscribers. The next time they're going to reveal the number is the day after WrestleMania 32. Jake Barnett and I will get into that. We'll obviously be talking about Daniel Bryan, Vince McMahon's various comments that occurred during the conference call, and all of that, all the news and what has been a crazy week thus far in today's .NET Weekly Audio Show. That is the flagship show of ProWrestling.net, and the members are currently listening to Will Pruitt's audio review of last night's Lucha Underground television show, as well as my review of Tuesday's TNA Impact Wrestling. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of the site, very simple, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You'll see that sign-up area. Once you are in there, you will find three different pricing options. You can go with the 1 month for $7.50 option. You can also save yourself some money by going 6 months, or whittle it all the way down to an average of $5.50 a month by taking the annual option. Again, all the details available on the main page at ProWrestling.net. Before we get into the rest of the news, I do want to give you a reminder. Last chance here to take part in our question of the week. We are looking for your favorite Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson memories. I say both names because it doesn't have to be WWE specific, obviously, and you can certainly include any personal interaction you may have had with Daniel Bryan over the years. I will definitely be reading some of your answers during tomorrow's All Access podcast, so get those in ASAP if you would like to take part in that. Also in other news today, WWE has reduced the Titus O'Neil suspension from 90 days to 60 days. Of course, if you've been living under a rock, maybe you missed it somehow. He actually grabbed Vince McMahon's arm during the Daniel Bryan farewells. Well, it was after, because Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella were heading backstage, and Vince and Stephanie and Triple H were about to do the same. Titus reaches out and grabs Vince's arm. Vince responds with a hard shove, and the next day at the SmackDown taping, Titus was informed that he was suspended for 90 days. Yes, three times the amount of what is the WWE wellness policy violation suspension. WWE released a text message to the New York Post in which Titus acknowledged the severity of the mistake that he made. He said, quote, "I feel like shit now, so if you have to let me go, I understand. Stupid mistake," end quote. The Post also ran a bunch of fan tweets and went really over the top with the headline that read, "Fans call Vince McMahon a racist for suspending black wrestler." And yes, they found some tweets that did just that, but I clearly don't think that's the story here. That's the Post. I guess that's what they do with the headlines. I will say this, that WWE reducing the suspension, I think, is a step in the right direction. It would still cause Titus to miss WrestleMania 32. And, I think it's a bit much. I really do. I do think that he was wrong to grab him. Obviously, you upset your boss by doing that, doing something so much that he turns around and shoves you, then you made the wrong move. Maybe you overestimated your friendliness level with the boss, for instance. You can argue that, well, what he did could be technically grounds for termination. Okay. I mean, I just think it was a friendly thing. If he was, doing it out of, because he was angry or something, Jake and I talked a lot about it yesterday, but long story short, I just think that 90 days was too much. Members or voters agreed in our recent poll, which you can still take part in. I'm just guessing here. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually bring him back early and have him appear in the WrestleMania Battle Royal. I could even see him winning the thing if it's like, if the story's still generating buzz and there's like fan demand to see him at WrestleMania in some way, and they want to have a good feel-good moment. You know, if WWE is looking for that, then maybe they keep him out until then with the even if they're not intending it now, by the time you get closer to Mania, maybe cooler heads prevail, and they think, hey, the show could use a moment like that. I still don't think this is going to lead to great things for Titus O'Neil. I'm curious to see whether there is enough support that they do something with him, or if once, by the time he gets back, it's just kind of like, yeah, it was nice to see him once, and now this is over, and things kind of go back to the same as far as fan reaction to him. And WWE, how do they react to this? You know, they've taken some negative publicity, and there could be some backlash. Batista actually tweeted yesterday that he told Titus to give WWE his notice, ask for his release, basically, I think is what it was. And no sign of Titus actually taking that advice from his buddy Batista. WWE did have their quarterly conference call this afternoon. Vince McMahon, George Berrios were the hosts, and you can find out all the details on ProWrestling.net. And Jake and I are going to be talking more about it, but I do want to point out that Vince was asked how they can work around all of the injuries and deliver a good WrestleMania, which I thought was an interesting question. And Vince responds, by being creative. And he added that WrestleMania will be just as awesome this year as it was last year. It's interesting that people were aware of it, but so much of the talk was regarding the WWE Network and new markets and things of that nature. But Jake and I will break it all down for members in .NET Weekly later today. TNA viewership numbers dropped again this week. They were down to 276,000 total viewers for the first viewing on Pop TV, according to ShowBuzz, ShowBuzzDaily.com. I want to give them credit. The number was down from 295,000 the week before. One of the reasons for the decrease is that Comcast moved Pop TV to a more expensive tier. And I don't know how widespread this is, but I know that on some, if not all, their systems, that has taken place. So, TNA finally gets up off of Destination America. Not that they wanted to, but they end up leaving there. Destination America was on a more expensive tier. And then they get to Pop TV just in time for Pop to be moved to the same damn tier. I don't have Comcast, but friend of the site, Johnny Fairplay, told me about this recently. He said that in addition to moving Pop TV, they also moved Spike TV to the same tier. So apparently TNA would not have won regardless of which of their recent television partners they were in business with. It's a shame because the show quality has been so much better since they moved to Pop TV. TNA really should have negotiated to make sure that the show was available online, either on their own website, on Pop TV's website. We know Pop has the capability because they did it for the first episode that they had on their network. But TNA should have negotiated for this. I mean, I cringe. Dixie Carter was on the PW Torch livecast with Wade Keller a while back, shortly after, or probably around the time that the show was starting on Pop. She had no clue whether replays would be available beyond the first one. During the same appearance, I believe she was talking something about how they realized that essentially over the top, what WWE Network is doing is kind of the way things are, is kind of the direction things are moving in. So she recognizes that, but she apparently didn't care enough to know or negotiate for. I mean, maybe she just left it in the hands of other people, but it just seemed baffling to me that this is something that TNA should desperately want, especially now with Pop moving to a higher tier, because I'll guarantee you there are some people who would like to watch TNA Impact Wrestling that are now just kind of in the dark because they don't want to pay the extra money. They're not going to pay extra money just to get Pop TV for 2 hours a week, and whatever the reason that they choose not to, but they'd like to see it online at some point, even if it's on delay, and it's not available. And TNA needs to fix that somehow. They really need to. They have a better product. It's finally a quality product, and I think they just have to find ways to make this more accessible for their fans. Coming up tonight is WWE SmackDown, and I'm not going to get into any spoilers here, but I will tell you that the show, of course, is headlined by AJ Styles against Chris Jericho. people really praising the match who have attended the show. And so Jake Barnett will have you guys covered tonight with live coverage as the show airs on USA Network, 7 p.m. Central. I know it's already aired in Canada, and people have left some positive feedback about the show who have already seen it up there as well. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also curious to see what type of number that SmackDown generates, because they actually advertised this match a week in advance. I want to see if that makes a difference. They also advertised it during Raw. It wasn't just a quick graphic. We got to hear the players discuss it on the Miz TV / highlight reel segment that that Jericho kind of hijacked from Miz in storyline mode. So I'm curious to see how that does. Hopefully it does well, and hopefully that will encourage WWE to do more things like this, where they actually build something up for SmackDown rather than just throw up a graphic for tune in to see Miz TV, and you get like a 10-second quick read about the show, and they just move on. It's crazy that they'd never done this before. Now that both shows are on USA Network, there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't do more of this. And so hopefully they get a good number, and it leads to some change, because I think it'd be nice if SmackDown felt like it was more important to WWE. To close things out today, John Cena is, he posted another video of himself. He is still rehabbing the shoulder that he had surgically repaired back in December. He wrote, 5 weeks post-op, therapy 8-9 hours every day. Still a long, he capitalized, long way to go, but getting better every day. And you can find the video on his Twitter page, or of course at prowrestling.net. I'm not going to read too much into this. I know what people are going to say. Well, he's emphasizing long, and that may mean that he's swerving us. Well, it could also mean that he's a long way off. My guess is like he really is trying to get back for WrestleMania. It's just a complete guess. The match against Undertaker is certainly one that I'm sure Cena would love to have. And so I'm sure he is doing everything within his power to get back. It just remains to be seen whether it's a realistic goal or not. And at some point, WWE is going to have to make that decision. You know, there's a lot of marketing things that are done well in advance of Mania. And so I just don't know if they're going to know in time in order to make that match happen. But we'll see. I mean, he's obviously 8-9 hours a day rehab. And he's one of those guys that when he says it, you actually believe it. And so it's certainly worth keeping an eye on. I don't suspect that we're going to get any major clues from Cena on his Twitter page, but he is updating, and certainly people will be speculating about his status for WrestleMania, and naturally they will. But that is going to do it for today, everyone. As always, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Please rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows those type of reviews. It's always appreciated, and you help spread the word about the podcast. As soon as I'm done here, I will be hopping on the line with Jake Barnett to record the .NET Weekly audio show for the members. Thank you again, everyone, for helping us reach the 8-year mark. I am very proud of the work we've done, and I know the best is yet to come. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and I will be back tomorrow. Until then, take care.